Tiny steps. That's how Supervisor David Rabbit described the county's first moves toward implementing sustainable groundwater management plans for three key basins, in Sonoma Valley, the Santa Rosa Plain, and Petaluma. The modest actions taken this week officially begin a long-term process due to be completed by 2022, as required under a new state law that took effect in January. That bill will add some teeth to existing groundwater management measures, explained Jay Jaspers, Chief Engineer and Director of Groundwater Management for the Sonoma County Water Agency.
Right now, we have existing groundwater management programs, and those management programs will need to change, moving from non-regulatory framework to a regulatory framework of management.
That means that local agencies will be empowered to monitor and potentially restrict how much water can be extracted, authority that has never existed before, notes David Keller of Friends of the Eel River.
Groundwater is the stepchild of California water law, so this is really a first step. It took a great deal of effort to get this legislation through the state legislature with a lot of opposition, a lot of wrangling over it. There are still bills being introduced to weaken it even further.
One reason the bill remains controversial is that it, also for the first time, creates a direct link between groundwater and surface flows in creeks and rivers, observes Doug McElroy, director of wine growing for Rodney Strong Vineyards.
That's certainly new from the state, absolutely, and that will help preserve that interface with respects to stream flows, which I think will make a lot of people in the environmental community happy, to make sure that when people are pumping groundwater that they're not actually taking surface water that could potentially harm some of our natural resources.
That's a big adjustment for the area's farmers and vintners, adds Tito Sasaki, a grape grower and director of the Sonoma County Farm Bureau.
The state control of the surface water was set in place in 1914. Now, 100 years later, state came up with this Groundwater Management Act, and they are now claiming that they have control over the groundwater. So now both the groundwater and the surface water are subject to the state control.
But the rollout for the changes under the new law will be lengthy. The first step, creating groundwater sustainable agencies for each of the three basins, has 2 years to get done. Then there's another 5 years to develop a groundwater sustainability plan for each, with the actual sustainability itself to be accomplished after an additional 20 years. In 2042.
I don't see a lot of urgency.
Dr. Jane Nielsen is a geologist and water activist with the Sonoma County Water Coalition. For her, the best news in all this is that the county has begun actively tracking local groundwater levels.
That means better monitoring of groundwater levels and looking for possibility that there has been surface subsidence in the past in various areas. This is not metering people's water. It's monitoring the water levels. So at least we're going to start really collecting data so that we can see what's happening as we go along.
Meanwhile, the county has authorized spending $130,000 on efforts to build stakeholder buy-in for the next steps of a process that is likely to get more complicated and controversial as it moves forward. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.